This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm back in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 23rd, episode 2296, brought to you by horselovers.com. Good morning, horse world.
Everybody up, rise and shine. It's a new day.
It's Wednesday, Wednesday, Wednesday.
Here we can go again.
And away we go.
All right.
And coming up.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jen.
Show.
My bad.
Coming up on today's show, Jordan Crabo is going to stop by, and she is a young up-and-coming eventer that you're going to want to keep a serious eye on, and she's going to stop by. And then we're going to have the lowdown on the Angola Prison Rodeo from the man at the top of the food chain there, Gary Young, and John Schneider. Yeah, Bo Duke. He's stopping by and tell us about his concerts that they're going to have at the rodeo. So stay tuned for the fray.
We have John Schneider on today. We have a celebrity.
Oh, my gosh. I had the hugest crush on Bo Duke when I was growing up. I mean, was there anything cooler than those dudes sliding across the car and then jumping in the air? And those, oh, God.
Was that set in Georgia?
That was.
Yeah,
and he lived
so.
In Georgia. He went to high school in Georgia.
Really?
Like,
I didn't know
like
that.
A hometown kid.
I posted it on the auditor room this morning, and I love the comments about having his poster on the wall. Apparently, you weren't the only one. Several other of our listeners did that. And I love Albert's comment. I had his cousin's picture on my wall when I was a teen. Well, Albert, we all did. We all had Daisy Duke up there on the wall.
Oh, that cousin.
Yeah. If you didn't have Bo Duke, you had Daisy Duke on your wall. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a really fun, very heartening email, and I wanted to read it to you all, because it also leads into our Daily Whinny. So there's a purpose for this email. And this is from Angelina. And Angelina says, "Hey, Glenn, Jamie, Jen, and all. I've been listening for about 8 years or so, back when the sound was horrible and Jamie was branded that girl with Jet. God, the days. I've journeyed with you from going to get Thor, lost internet, and breathlessly caught up the week Zara was born, and was heartbroken when Zeus got injured. I laughed out loud for real when Stan Lee got his name and knew exactly what was coming when the baby geese entered the picture."
Now, why didn't you tell me, Angelina?
We all told you what was going to happen with the geese. "I have even competed and won really bad ads and got my very own Flex and Fork, which I have to fight my family for. It is that good. I sympathized with Jen when she sold Beaker to get into endurance with Nigel, and with Glenn when he brought his starving pony home. I love the pony stories. We need more of those, Glenn. By the way, I'm challenging you to do a training level CDE."
Yes. Challenge accepted.
Yeah,
he's doing it.
Not so much there, Angelina. See, the problem with CDEs is they require dressage. Not happening.
Can you just do something competitive with that pony so you can make an A out of yourself, and we can totally laugh at you for once, because it's all been about me, like those 8 years ago when Jet almost killed me repeatedly.
"Falling on a tram and breaking my ribs while doing Finding Florida wasn't making a big enough fool of myself."
No, not at all. It's got to be horse related.
"My pony has a similar tale of woe before I got him. Fed him up, showed him in 4-H and in CDEs all the way to intermediate level." Well done. "And a long time ago, when I was younger and much more awkward, you featured me on the driving show to talk about my little Mini. This cute little video is just him expressing how he feels about Horse Radio Network. Thank you for all the good times helping me sleep, road trip, laugh, learn, and just feel loved." And
that is so nice.
Isn't that sweet?
What a lovely email, Angelina. Where are you? Can we be friends?
I got to tell you that this is a person that truly has been every day with us for 8 years, you can tell. And, you know, it's amazing when you look back at all the things we've lived our lives on this show right out there. That's for sure. Well, we're going to continue doing that. And Angelina's cute little white pony is going to help us by doing our daily whinnies for us today.
My dog just barked in the background. I heard that through the headphones and was like,
all right, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Trevor Carter. Trevor was on the show yesterday, actually, on the Western episode. Trevor did a training tip, and of course, his wife, Tara, is co-host of that show. So happy birthday to Trevor. Super nice guy.
Tank. Stop it. It's okay.
Every horse in every barn now is going nuts.
That one is not going to work in this house.
They're used to Chili's, Winnie, all the horses. And we know a lot of people have told us this, that they play the show out on speakers in their barn. And their horses, I think, are used to Chili, but there's a new one just to get them all excited.
I just got my dogs. Like, Zinni's staring at me like I have a steak in my hand or something. She's like, what is it? So I believe it was on Monday show, we were talking about the Shavalsky horses and how you were talking about them being in the Chernobyl exclusion zone and all of these. It was just kind of a crazy story. So we actually had a listener, Vera, who did some research on that for us. And she says, hi, Glenn and Jamie. I ran a quick search on the Russian internet. Is that different than the American internet?
Well, it's in Russian, and Vera speaks Russian, so.
Oh, well, that's convenient. Good for her. Here's what I found. In Russia, efforts to preserve Shavalsky horse started more than 100 years ago by importing some of the last remaining wild horses from northern China. However, all horses from this first wave were lost due to many reasons, the Russian Revolution and two world wars being among them. The second wave saw Shavalsky horses collected from various zoos. Later DNA analysis, this is fascinating. Later DNA analysis showed that some of them were not pure Shavalsky horses and should not be used for reproduction and or reintroduction of the rare breed, even though the majority of their DNA and overall appearance made them look and act like purebred Shavalsky horses. These, quote, tainted horses were released into Chernobyl exclusion zones at the beginning of the 2000s, but not before grasses and plants in the area were studied and assumed suitable for these horses. Shavalsky horses are accustomed to cold climate and can dig food from under snow. They eat leaves from trees and bushes. Apparently, surveillance videos show stallions attacking and even killing wolves, which allows the three existing herds to live and reproduce in relative safety.
They kill the wolves so the wolves don't eat them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds better. Chernobyl's really messed up these horses. There are no plans to use Chernobyl horses for the reintroduction of Shavalsky horse into its original habitat. Hope this answers some of your questions, Vera. It answered all of them, Vera. You're amazing. Thank you.
Isn't that interesting, though, that they took the horses instead of, you know, wherever, they put them at Chernobyl. And this was in the beginning of the 2000s. And I still wonder about radiation because people can't live there. But apparently the horses can.
It's not affecting their little spermies. I mean, they're making babies. And
I guess. I guess now they're 8 feet tall now, but you know.
Giant killer.
They have horns the size of, you know, big cows. And
have you ever seen a horse with a second tail? It's fascinating.
The other thing I thought of when I read this is these horses can dig for food and eat from leaves from trees and bushes. My pony would so starve. He's so spoiled. He wouldn't dig for food under the snow.
They can dig for food under the snow. They can kill wolves and they can fly.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, Vera, that was very, it's wonderful that we have a Russian listener who answered those questions for us.
I know it. Two things in Russian. I know how to say two things in Russian, and both would be very offensive.
Okay, so good.
I would say them to you in an effort to just connect with you and your Russian thing, but then somebody, I'd get in trouble.
Yeah, we don't want to make Vera mad today. She did all this work. So.
Hey. As one Russian friend growing up, she taught me two bad words.
Speaking of celebrities, we have one coming up later in the show, but we always have them at Radiothon, and I have to start promoting this because, believe it or not, times are running out already. Entries need to be submitted for the voicemail entries by November the 18th. That's less than a month now. We're at the 23rd already. So you need to go to holidayradiothon.com. We'll bring you and click on how to enter. There's three different ways you can submit your entries this year, and the theme is the funniest or sneakiest thing your horse ever did. All the entries, everybody that enters a voicemail or calls that day of the Radiothon, and we're doing Radiothon, this isn't the first time we're announcing this, we're actually going to have less guests, formal guests, to allow more time for callers. Jamie, if you remember right, things got really crowded in the hour with everything we had to do every hour, that we ended up with very little time to talk to our callers, to our listeners. And the most important part of Radiothon is you guys. It's you submitting your voicemails. It's talking to you guys on the phone. It's talking about the holidays and hearing about the theme. So we're going to cut it back to one guest per hour, and then we're going to have you guys more involved in the show. So that's something that we wanted to let you know right now. The theme this year is the funniest or sneakiest thing your horse ever did, or your pony, or your mini. We don't care, as long as it had four legs. If you don't have a horse, maybe your dog or your cat, we don't care, a pet. So tell us the funniest or sneakiest thing your horse ever did. Write a poem, sing a song. We love the songs. We love the poems. The songs and poems truly are what makes the Holiday Radiothon special. It's what makes it different. It's 12 hours live. It's on December the 2nd this year, always the Monday after Thanksgiving. It's Cyber Monday. I can announce here for the first time, too, that remember at the beginning of Radiothon, Jamie, you're always on that hour. When we start, we pick one song that's kind of sets the theme for the day, and we lead with that song, and it's always a very big deal.
One listeners, yes. It's like the honor of having the kickoff Radiothon song.
And remember, it's always a big deal that if you get the song that leads the Radiothon. Well, and we always give a prize for that if your song is picked. Well, this year, we have a very special prize. It's one of a kind, and we've never had one made before, so you're going to get the first one and the only one, and that is we had a throw blanket made with the Horse Radio Network logo. So imagine a complete huge throw blanket with the Horse Radio Network logo, and that's what you're going to get if your song is picked. And
again, can I ask a legitimate question about that? Yes. Have you already snuggled with it?
No.
Like, is it coming
from your couch? We ordered it. It's coming in. We haven't even, it's supposed to be here today. I can't wait to see it. So we'll take a picture of that and we'll show it to everybody. And no, I have not snuggled with it. So
You going to have snuggled with it before you
If the
away?
Listener requests that, I will snuggle with the blanket.
Gross. Don't do it, guys.
So talk about prizes. We have some amazing prizes coming in now, and we're just getting word on all of them, and everybody's stepping it up a notch this year prize-wise. They're all trying to outdo themselves from last year. We have two grand prizes again, the choice of any Wintec saddle like we do every year, which is a pretty good prize considering some of them are in the 1,000-plus range. And also, this year, Kelly Heard Jewelry, Kelly just stepped it up 10 notches by offering a $500 gift certificate for Kelly Heard Jewelry as the second grand prize. You'll hear him tomorrow on the show. He's going to be on the Horse Husband Show. And this is funny, Jamie. We have him on talking about what horse husbands can do to correctly buy the right jewelry for their horsey wives. So he's giving us jewelry buying advice for the holidays. So
that is fantastic.
I know. So he's
it's so much good stuff.
$500 gift. You'll get some nice jewelry for $500 at Kelly Heard. Let me tell you,
a lot of it. Yeah.
Uncle Jimmy stepped it up this year too. Uncle Jimmy is giving away a year's worth of his hanging balls. So one winner is going to win a year's worth of Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls. That's 12 of them. So you're going to have a new one every month for your horse or pony. And then State Line and Horse Lovers, our title sponsors, are giving away a $50 gift certificate every hour. And this is just four of about two dozen prizes. So they keep coming in. I'll keep making announcements about the prizes. And again, we're asking everybody to step it up this year, and they are. I think we'll have well over $5,000 in prizes this year. So get your submissions in right now. It's not too early. HolidayRadiothon.com. And we want to hear your songs and stories and poems. So we have a choice. I'll give you the choice. Do you want to do 14 things your horse does when you're running late? Or do you want to do wacky news?
Well, I think that what we could do is use our wacky news as we need it. And as we need it, you just hit the beep, 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 the button, and I have to immediately give a story.
Ah,
a
got it.
So I guess we're doing that now.
You asked for it.
Well, imagine you're getting married tomorrow. By the way, we're going to go to Texas. Texas and Florida kind of try to top each other for the best wacky news. Imagine you're like, oh my God, I'm getting married tomorrow. I'm so excited. And you're sitting in a room. You got all your friends around you. And you're like, I got to decompress. Let's turn on the TV. Just turn on the TV. Let's relax. And they turn the TV on. And you look over and you're like, breaking news. Breaking news. There's been a robbery at the bank. Somebody has robbed the Citizens State Bank in Grovetown today. And they're showing the footage of the Citizens Bank State robbery. And you're like, wait, I'm in Grovetown. Weird. Wait a second. They're showing surveillance footage of my fiance, who's currently on the run for robbing the bank. 36-year-old Heath Bumpus robbed the bank, State Bank, and he walked up to the bank cashier. He said, hey, I've got a gun. Give me all the money. And then he proceeds to tell him, hey, I'm getting married tomorrow, and I really need the money for my wedding rings and to pay for the wedding place. He left. Oh, yeah, he did. Spilled the whole guts while they're packing up the money. I'm getting married.
Did he give him the address?
And then the theft, he left with the stolen cash, drove down a dirt and forest service road. And as he's doing that, he's stripping off his clothes, throwing them out the window because you don't want to be caught in the same clothes. And then his phone rang and he gets a call from his fiance, who is supposed to go to marry tomorrow. And she's like, excuse me, I saw that you were on the news and you like just robbed a bank. What are you doing? And so the fiance encouraged him to turn himself in. And so she is the one that saw the surveillance.
Please tell me that the wedding is permanently off.
The wedding has been called off. He is currently in jail.
For a while, I would imagine.
Yeah, his fiance, who he was supposed to marry, was able to get in touch with him on the phone when she saw the surveillance footage. She knew it was him. She contacted him, saying, did you just rob a bank? She knew it was him. And he's now in jail. Warden goes to say that no wedding is taking place that I know of because it didn't happen in my jail. And he's not allowed to have any visitors since his arrest. And he hasn't even seen his then fiance. So I don't know what's going on with their relationship, but I'm pretty sure it's over.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, let's hope. Let's hope she's not that dumb. Although, you know, the poor guy was hard up. He just wanted to get married.
He just wanted to get her a nicer ring. Somebody give that boy some money. Or no, don't.
You think the judge is going to have pity just because he's going to have pity for this guy?
No. Like, no. It's actually said in there he will be prosecuted to the full extent of law. But imagine you're getting married tomorrow and you're so excited and you're like watching the news and they're like, hey, wait a second. That's my fiance who's robbing the bank right now.
I think
live on the TV.
I think he deserves this.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Well, before we get to our first guest, it is Wacky List Wednesday, and I have a list here that's not wacky. It's oh so true, actually. And this was put out by Horse and Hound, who seems to be on a list writing kick right now. So So Horse and Hound did this list, and it's so true. And how many times has this happened to all of us? 14 things your horse does when you're running late. Especially if you're, this always happens when you're boarding someplace. You have, what, an hour and a half to get there, get on your horse, and then get to work, right? And you know that you don't have any time to waste. You're driving out there. You may be speeding a little bit. If you're a horse girl, you probably are speeding a little bit. And you get out to the barn, and you get there, and number one is your horse is covered in mud. And it's not dry mud.
I'm going to try to like also relate this to children and dogs. Okay.
Okay. Your horse is covered in mud, and it's not dry mud. It's wet mud.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's the worst
because then you can't brush it off.
You can't do anything with it. And you got an hour and a half and you just want to cry. That's pretty much what you want to do at that point. So I've seen your child relating to children wallowing in the mud. So yes.
He has wallowed in the mud, and I did what any good horse owner would do, is I put him in the cross ties and I sprayed him with the hose.
Did you cross tie him?
I was like, stand here and hold this with your left hand, hold this with your right hand. Spread him!
Neighbors love that. Number two. Of course, the old classic that horses try when you're, and you can guess this, when you're most busy, you get to the boarding stable, the horse is out in the back pasture, and...
It won't come in.
Yeah, won't come in. Doesn't want to be caught. And where are they standing? In the far back corner. And you start walking out there, and they just turn their butt to you and face the other direction. Yeah.
Like, this is not my day. This is not the schedule that I have for my day. So you are going to have to work around schedule as a horse, because this is my turnout time and you are not going to interrupt it with that silly trotting in circles.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it always happens when you're running late. How about, you had this happen recently, and everybody that has had electric fence has come out, you're in a hurry, and the horses have crashed the electric fence. And for some reason, when they crash the electric fence, it's not that they take the top wire out and step over, it's they take the whole line out. All the wires are out, one of the posts is bent over, and you're going to find the horse in the next pasture someplace.
Stanley literally cares nothing about it, but I put Kona out in the little electric fence paddock so he could have some more space, and Drax and Groot and Duke were all out in the big pasture, and Kona walks right up to it and he's like, huh, look at that. That's all that's separating me from 20 acres and friends. And he puts his head right underneath it, shimmies down, ducks his withers. I only have the top rail. There's no like bottom electric line. And he shimmies underneath it like a Zeus and takes off. And now he's in the big pasture. But they're all getting along. So, but yeah, I don't like to put in training horses out with the rest of the horses. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to go out there.
Yeah, I want to be with my new friends.
I want to be with all those other bay thoroughbreds. Yeah.
So how about this one? This one happens every time, especially if you're on your way to work. What do? Is they slime you. You get slimed. I cannot go out without Scooter sliming me. His lips are just busy, and they just want to touch you in the worst way. So I always get slimed. I never wear a good shirt out when I'm going out to see Scooter.
This appropriately corresponds to children and horses as well. Just so you know. You're keeping track at home.
How about you get there and they have a fat leg, which requires a lengthy amount of cold hosing, and you're not getting on today anyway. Oh, that's the worst.
There's just always, there's always something. Just always something, it seems. Especially with some horses. Some horses are more kind of, like Groot, he has, knock on wood, he's been great. And Drax, every other day, I'm like, oh, his shoe is twisted. There's some sort of weird swelling. He's got a tiny cut that blew up. He's just one of those horses. So, it's inevitable with some.
Jennifer's here. Nigel lives in a back pasture back here, and he has a bunch of girlfriends next door, some really cute Arabian broodmares. And so they have become...
So he knows they're up for it.
Yeah, that's right. So he's got his harem next door. He loves standing by the fence and just watching them all day. But he seems to come in, Jennifer, every day with a different cut, or he's got cuts where I don't know where we're not sure where he gets the cuts, but his face is cut or his shoulders, something's cut all the time, and we just can't, we walked a, I don't know where it comes from.
He's sticking his face in their hoo-has, and they're like, get out of here.
He can't quite reach them. He's not quite that, his neck's not quite that long. Thank God we have two fence lines, you know, so there's a separation in between. Yeah, or it would be bad. He would just be through the fence. But he looks like a war horse. His face has so, got so many scars on it. And it's never, Jennifer, it's never disastrous. It's just always superficial wounds, but enough
Don't say that. Don't say true. That.
Knock on wood right now.
I did.
Shame on you.
How about worse than mud is you get there and they decided to roll in fresh poop. And you've got that to deal with before you put your saddle on.
That corresponds very directly to my dogs because they yes. love to roll yes. in the freshest poop possible. Danny comes in and like she has like this one white spot on her neck and then it'll be green.
And you got skunks like, there too. You have the new added skunk thing.
Yeah, the yeah. skunk thing. Marvel figured that out. But the other ones haven't, knock on wood, figured that out yet. But again, back to in the cross ties you go. Left with your arm, right with this arm. Hold, stay there.
How about they stick? That's the day your horse is so good about putting on his bridle. He's just wonderful about it. And that day, he don't want his bridle on. And the day you're the in the most hurry is when they fuss on the cross ties. They don't want to do any part of this. It's always
that
the day.
That is your fault. That's if true. If you're in a huge hurry and your horse is fussy, you need to calm down. Sorry.
Said on. By the girl who's at her farm all day. always they lose a shoe. When you're in the biggest hurry, you're going to come out and you're going to spend the entire time looking for the shoe and not riding your horse.
I wonder how many hours I've spent in my entire life walking around a pasture looking shoes. Down. it's like now,
I've got a question about the lost shoe thing. Wouldn't a metal detector be a really good investment? No, I don't know anybody who's ever done that, but wouldn't that be a good investment?
Oh, it'd take forever to use a metal detector across a whole field, though, wouldn't it?
And
I
don't think that aluminum shoes would pick up in there, and that's what I've lost the most of.
Maybe the nails would? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the nails would.
You know, we need like some sort of a satellite heat seeking, shoe seeking thing because then it can really hone right. in on the whole pasture.
A drone. You need a drone. That's what you need. Just fly over the whole pasture. Speaking of drones, does your husband into drones at all?
Lucas got one for Christmas last year, but it's too windy here for drones.
Oh, yeah. They
just... We're like, whoa, there it goes. Bring it down.
I'll tell you why is we have tomorrow on the Horse Husbands episode, we also have a guy coming on who has the most popular drone podcast, and he and Joseph just went crazy talking about drones. Joseph likes to fly apparently everything. We know he's a helicopter pilot, and he's also an ultra light pilot, but he loves to fly drones too, and I was wondering if that's true of pilots, that they just, if it can fly, they like to fly it.
I don't, Chad doesn't really care about drones. I think that his thrill of flying comes from being able to, like, you know, target things and shoot them. So,
which he can't, like, do so much anymore.
He can't do that
by the
anymore.
Way, is he totally bored with his job yet?
I don't know how much I can say, but he works with people that get really excited about, like, everything. And he told me just yesterday, he was like, it's just so easy. It's, and people just get so wound up, and it's just the easiest job in the world. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. Like, that's super hard. He's like, there's just nothing going on. You like get it in the air and then it just, you fly. There's no, like,
you know, he's,
anything else.
Obviously he's a very competent pilot. He flew for, you know, F-16s for a long time, getting
for
shot
like
at.
Yeah. Years. Yeah. Yeah. Getting shot at and shooting at things.
Yeah.
Or at least through via, you know, radar and stuff.
But you think about the whole crew, the pilots, I mean, they're competent, so they probably have it the easiest. It's those flight attendants that have to deal with the people.
I know. Bless her heart.
There is a new Prime collection of Weatherbeta products right now on horselovers.com. You want to go over and take a look at the saddle pads and well, it's a page and a half of new Weatherbeta products that have just been listed there. But one of the things I noticed is if you get their email, I checked the email this morning. I know you get the Horse Lovers email. They're having a saddle sale. They're having an email saddle sale right now, and it includes, you know, the Wintec saddles that we've been talking about being on sale? Well, they have them. So if you go right to horselovers.com, you're going to find the WinTech saddle sale, and they have WinTech saddles at the 25% off that we've been talking about. And they have pages of them. I mean, there's so many kinds of WinTech saddles. They have pages of them, but they also have other saddles on sale. So it is a huge sale right now on saddles. They also have some turnouts on sale. The Tough Rider turnouts are on sale up to 40% off right now. And they always are giving away something that you can sign up to win. And right now they're giving away our other sponsor today. They're giving away Ovation Equinox knee patch or full seat breeches, the shirt and boots. So you get the whole matching outfit. It's a $300 value if you win that. And you can sign up today by going to horselovers.com and just clicking on that. I know we've gotten, Jennifer, we just got some packages in too, didn't we?
We did. We're expecting one more. I went on a couple of weeks back. They had a giant blowout on several different brands of horse blankets. So I restocked. So I ordered Scooter a nice warm toasty sweater for winter time. It's going to get here in a couple of days.
I need to see baby Stanley needs a blanket. I don't have one for his size, so I need to like measure him today. And okay, Weatherbeat a new prime collection. Oh, I bet there's something super cute.
I bet there is. Horselovers.com.
Something with like pink flowers would be good.
Oh my gosh. Yes. What if they had like little Iron Man blanket or something? Oh my God, I got to look.
Yeah, I haven't seen any Iron Man anything. The rights are probably too steep.
It's like Marvel hasn't really gone into the horse world yet. And no. I really feel like there's a connection that needs to be made.
No, I haven't seen it yet in the horse world. All right, horselovers.com is where you can find that.
Oh my God, little pink blanket. Oh. All right, well, this is very sad breaking news. A 20-year-old man ended up having to call the police on himself. Are you ready for this? And Menominee, Wisconsin, there was a man who thought it was a great idea to climb up to the top of a cell phone tower, like one of the ginormous, super tall towers, and jump off of it with a parachute. He's a base jumper. And do you know what base jumping stands for? Building, antenna, span, and earth. The four common objects with which base jumpers launch their descent.
I didn't know it stood for anything.
I know, I didn't either, but yes, it does. We're here to educate today, Glenn. The base jumper climbed up to this top of this tower, and he jumped from the 300-foot, 90-meter Charter Communications Tower in Menominee on Thursday morning. However, he jumped down, his parachute got caught on like a guide wire for the tower. So he's like, I did it! Whoa, I'm stuck. So he's like perilously hanging from a guide wire that is attached to this. And so what does he do? He takes out his cell phone and calls the fire department like, hey, guys, I was kind of doing something super illegal. I need your help to get down. So the fire department comes out and he is so high up there. He was very, very, very tall that none of the trucks would go that high. So mind you, they're like hours into this rescue at this point. Then they have to bring a guy who works for the power company or something and takes like the bucket truck because it goes even higher than the tallest ladder on the entire thing, and they get him off that way. And the guy is like laughing, and he thinks it's hilarious. He's like, I saw the news story. He's like, that guy was more scared than I was. Ha ha ha. You know what? Then you need to pay for your rescue. He's currently in jail and was arrested on criminal trespassing. But don't jump off things. You guys are idiots. Base jumping.
That's what I say to Jessica, our auditor that we have on, who's doing the traveling around the country. I don't know if you saw her latest pictures. I'm supposed to talk to her later today. I don't know if you saw her latest pictures of her climbing the side of the mountain. She's also a mountain climber, and boy, that's just nuts. She said, this was an especially tough mountain because it was flaky and kept breaking off under my hand. Okay.
That's unbelievable.
Just, yeah. People are a lot braver than you and I. I got to say. You're a lot braver than me, but they're a lot braver than you and I.
I think bravery has a very, very tight hold on the line between bravery and stupidity.
All right.
It's like teetering.
While we're waiting for our guest, who's supposed to be calling us, and I think she's like 16 years old, so she might be trying to get out of class to make the call right now. But I have the latest study show. Do you want to play?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's see. Study show is something that I do once a month. I take a look at Google and Bing, and I take a look at all the stupid studies that have been done over the last month to see what we've all collectively wasted money on. So this is a good list to see what we've all wasted our money on that we already knew. And Jamie and Jennifer can play too, because she's here today, can guess the end of the study. Are you ready?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. Studies show it is emotionally better to.
I feel like I'm going to need a little more.
Give.
Okay. Studies show it's emotionally better to.
Give.
Gosh, I need Jemmy on here because we could get a little bit dirty in our mind. And then I have somebody bounce it off of. But Jennifer is not dirty at all. So I give then receive. I'll just keep it
clean.
That
is true. That we haven't we been told that by our parents for the last 100 years?
I'm sorry, I say it to my son.
We really need a study. Did you need a study? Did you need to spend $100,000 to tell that? No.
No. No.
Studies show workers who stop for lunch have more energy and.
More energy after they have lunch. I'm always tired after lunch.
I know, me too.
I'm taking a nap. More energy and. Again, I just need Jemmy here to bounce these little dirty thoughts off. I have my so let's go more energy and caffeine.
Studies show workers who stop for lunch have more energy and are more productive. I am not productive after lunch. They didn't ask me this one because I really do get sleepy.
Well, they spent $100,000 to figure out that how much energy people have after lunch.
Yeah. One more, and I think our guest is here. Studies show senior citizens can benefit from...
time and attention and kindness and love?
That would be the other study. That's the other study. Studies show senior citizens can benefit from owning a pet. Now, in my parents' case, I don't know. All they did was fret about the pet, never went anywhere, didn't leave the house because of the pet. So the pet was not good for their kids because it drove us insane.
And my aunt, who's older, got a dog, and that dog, she got it as a puppy. Terrible idea. It has, like, made her trip and fall and, like, broken hips, like, twice.
See?
Because it just gets in the way.
They can benefit from owning a pet. It doesn't say they do benefit from owning a pet.
It potentially, if you were going to, like, really blanket statement the whole thing, yeah, there is a way.
All right, your guest is here.
All right. Well, I would like to welcome Jordan Crabo to the show. Jordan is the daughter of when I lived in Arizona, my coach was her mother, Barb Crabo. And I remember watching Jordan and little Chocolate Chip, who was her little POA pony, and they would go run around cross country. Chocolate Chip, the little POA spotted pony, and Chocolate Chip was fantastic. When Chocolate Chip wanted to be, and then sometimes Chocolate Chip just wanted to come home. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. Are we interrupting you from going to school? Are you on your way?
No, I actually do online schooling, so I'm totally flexible.
That is a genius way to do it. Now I can see how you make all those horse trials on the weekends with your mom. Now, when I've been following your progress on Facebook because you're really, really eloquent in your Facebook posts that you make to let everybody kind of know what you're up to and how you're doing. And I caught up with you when you were going to the Young Rider Championships. Talk to us about that.
Well, it was a really, really cool experience. It didn't go as I really wanted it to, but it was.
We're not talking
really
about
cool
that. I want to know. And... yeah, exactly. What was it like to go and to be a part of it? I mean, had it been a dream of yours?
It definitely had been. It was just such a different experience from the normal horse trials because, you know, you're in this separate barn area and just all these other people that are your age and really doing what they love as well at, you know, that level. So it was just really cool to get to meet all these new people from all over the country who are all kind of, you know, doing the same thing as you.
So you realize that you're not alone when you're out there. So, okay, let's get down to it. Your mom is your coach, right?
Yes.
How's that going? She's not easy. She's tough. I mean, she taught me a lot, but she's tough. Like, I can't imagine being her child and having to walk in the house and live with that too. So what's that like?
Honestly, I love it. I really like being pushed, and she really does push me.
Oh, wait a second. She's sitting right next to you, isn't she? Okay. I see how it goes.
Oh, no, she's not actually. Yeah, but when I was really young, I actually couldn't ride with her because we just fight about it all the time. So I learned how to, like, walk trot over poles with a jumper trainer, actually. And then my mom and I decided, hey, are we going to try this again? And are we going to behave ourselves? And it worked out. So, yeah.
Wow. So what grade are you in?
I got to stop you there. I noticed how she said, we are going to behave ourselves. It wasn't, am I going to behave? It's, are we going to both behave ourselves?
So that's when I was riding, was when you were on Chocolate Chip. And yeah, I think you guys needed to hit the reset button for sure. But I mean, that's going to be how it is with anybody.
Well, it's true. And it's true. Yeah. By the way, it's no different when you get a husband someday, Jordan, he ain't going to want to take lessons with you either. Trust me. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Yeah. No, I think we both had to figure out the best way to kind of put aside the mother-daughter relationship and become more of a student trainer relationship. But then I guess we still have a bit of the, you know, mother-daughter in there that helps her push me a little bit more, because she goes, you know, I can push you. You're not a student that'll leave.
You can't quit.
Well, I feel like it's been a really nice opportunity for you as well, because I feel like you've been able to ride some pretty accomplished, nice horses. I remember when I first saw you on a video riding Everready, her 5-star horse. Talk to us about that. Yeah. And was that an honor, or was it like, meh?
Oh, no, that was a complete honor. He was such a cool horse to ride. I got to ride him a few times, kind of on and off. One of my first memories of actually riding him is just taking out bareback on a trail ride. And we came across some scary desert animals, and he spun me off and galloped home. And then while I was catching my breath, he came galloping back saying, oh my God, mom's going to kill me if I leave the kid here.
Oh my gosh. And did he be able to get him?
Yeah, he came running back to me.
Oh, wow.
But I got to do my first meter 10 course on him. And, you know, he taught me so much about holding on for dear life. And then I only got to take him to kind of 1.5 shows, because he had just been recovering from an injury. And I took him to one show, which was a bit wild, but we had fun. And then, unfortunately, at our next one, he went lame before we could do more than dressage. So, well, he's happily retired now.
Your mom has been on the show and talked about Everready, and he's fairly quirky. I mean, he's not an easy ride. Your mom's such an incredible rider to be able to manage kind of some of the behaviors that he had early on. Was he fairly easier to ride than when she rode him, or did he test you as well?
Well, I would say that, you know, compared to when he was, you know, younger, like maybe 8 or 9, he was a dream boat. But compared to your typical little packer pony, he was a nightmare. He just wanted to go very, very fast. He thought he was still doing the upper levels, and I had to remind him he's just doing training level.
Oh, just training level. But yeah. Oh my gosh.
Just training level. And I also had to remind him that cross country is not also known as dressage. Dressage is not also known as cross country, because he definitely wanted it to be.
Wow. Well, we're running out of time. We got you on a little bit late. I want to know because I wanted y'all to meet Jordan, because she is definitely going to be one of those up and coming riders that we talk about for a long time. And tell everybody kind of some, what are some of your goals for the future? So we can, as we progress on the show, we can go, here she is. She's doing her first, you know, Land Rover. She's doing her first Burley Badman. What are some of the dreams that you have?
Yeah, definitely to go and, you know, compete at the top level. I would love to represent the U.S. internationally, you know, both at the Olympics and just overseas. But more in the short term, I would love to, you know, go back to Young Riders and do really well. And then I would like to spend some time in England, you know, competing and learning. And
you've ridden in England.
The best I can, really.
Tell everybody who your coach was last summer in England.
I spent 2 months as a working student for Pippa Funnel last year.
Started with the lowest level of eventing in England with the Pippa Funnel. Yeah,
we're gonna ride with Bob here in the U.S. Yeah. And then we're gonna head over to Pippa's place. You know, gosh, that's awesome.
She can be tough, though. Yeah, I heard too. Is she toughy?
I mean, I think that, you know, I was only 15, so she was a little shocked at my age, so she definitely took it easy on me. but I really had a fun experience. So I definitely got to witness some, you know, her being a little bit a tough instructor, but I think that it was all, you know, within good reasoning. I wasn't necessarily on the receiving end.
Not yet. You go back when you're 17.
Yeah, you're toast.
Well,
you're such it's just so nice to be able to follow you along, and congratulations on all your success. And I want you to, I'm sure she's sitting next to you, so give your mama a hug from me and tell her that I think she's doing an awesome job. She's winning at the mom game for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Jordan. We'll talk to you soon. We'll catch up with you as soon as you, you know, we'll talk to you before Land Rover next year. How's that?
All righty.
Bye. Thanks, Jordan.
Bye.
So we have a lot of show coming up. Of course, we have our celebrity coming up a little bit later. We have Gary Young coming on, who's warden of programming at Louisiana State Penitentiary and runs the Angola Prison Rodeo. And then John Schneider, who, of course, you know, I didn't realize how many hits he has had as a musician. You know, we all know him as an actor, but I knew he was a country musician, but he's had 4 number one hits on the country charts over the years and like 20 albums. I mean, he's been doing this forever. So it's going to be fun to talk to him as well. But first, we have to play a little song here right after we hear from Ovation. And by the way, the song today is Roll My Way Again. It's off of Jared Rogerson's new album called Branch of the Tree. We'll be right back.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. OvationRiding.com.
It was that sad smile. It caught me by surprise. Suddenly it's 6 in the morning. You're watching the sunrise, and I'm so damn tired, but I can sleep when I get home, 'cause we are on a roll. We are strangers stuck on different paths, like two different trains rolling down two different tracks. And I don't have the heart to watch this weekend roll to an end. Would you roll my way again?
gypsies, rock stars in the lights, caught up in the glory of a Saturday night. Somehow you're with me. You spoke directly to my soul when you said to me, let's roll. We are strangers stuck on different paths, like two different trains rolling down two different tracks. And I don't have the heart to watch this weekend roll to an end. But you roll my way again. I hardly even know you. Feel like I've always known you. How I wish that I could always hold you. Stuck on different paths, like two different trains rolling down two different tracks. And I don't have the heart to watch this weekend roll to an end. Won't you roll my way again?
Well, that was Jared Rogerson. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. And Glenn, was that from his new album?
Yes, that was from his new album. Yep.
Fantastic. It's called Branch of the Tree.
I don't think we played that one before. That was a new one. He came out with some different sounds on this album that are unique to him. You know, a little less country in some of them. So yeah, it was interesting.
Well, fantastic. Well, hey, I got to tell you guys a little bit about our sponsor, Total Saddle Fit. It's stability stirrup leather. So obviously, Total Saddle Fit has the awesome girths. And if you guys don't know, they do the stirrup leathers as well, which are just amazing. They're a wide body on the stirrup leather that brings incredible stability to your lower leg. And the wide design, it's like thin. So They can make it wider than they can make it thinner, and it feels like there's no leathers underneath your leg. There's a portion of the wrapper on the stirrup bar. It's wrapped webbing, so it makes tiny, minimal bulk underneath your leg, and they're guaranteed to improve your ride. Okay, they guarantee it, or they will pay the shipping both ways. So there's nothing to lose to try them out. Visit TotalSaddleFit.com to get your pair now. And again, you have to buy it from Total Saddle Fit, and you can get them sent to you. You're like, meh, I don't know, which you won't do. But if you did, you can send them back and they will pay the shipping both ways. So nothing to lose. Again, that's TotalSaddleFit.com, and check out their stability stirrup leathers.
And he really does stick to those. And, you know, he does the same thing with the girths and all the other products he has there at Total Saddle Fit. It really is, you know, it's one guy who basically invents these products and puts them into production. And he does such a good job. And he's, you know, Jennifer uses all his products. And I know that Philip and Reese over in the Dressage Show use his products. They really are. We don't promote products that we don't use ourselves. So, which reminds me, I got for the first time, and I don't know if you have one, but what made me think of it is tomorrow's the Horse Husbands episode here, and we have a lot of fun guests lined up for you tomorrow. But I was talking to Joseph. I ordered one of we needed some new forks, so I got the Flexen forks, but this time we got the carbon fiber handle. Do you have any with the carbon fiber handle?
Yes, it's the greatest thing ever.
Joseph claims there's only a half pound difference between the regular handle and the carbon fiber handle, but I'll tell you what, it feels like there's 20 pounds difference. And when you're scooping and throwing, the weight differential is much better. It's just easier with the carbon fiber handle. I couldn't believe
it. Carbon fibers are not cheap, but God, it's like, I'm like, this is mine. Nobody touch it.
Apparently it's like $20 more to get the carbon fiber one, but Jennifer and I fight over it. You know, now I wish I'd ordered two. We ordered one of each, and I wish I'd ordered two of the carbon fiber. I didn't realize there'd be such a big difference. And it just makes the weight of the whole thing different. It really does.
That's amazing.
All right, let's finish up with Study Show here while we're waiting for our next guest to be on the line. And this is Study Show, again, is what we do to highlight the studies that have wasted a lot of your money. Study Show, optimists live longer and improve job performance. Would you have guessed that, Jamie, that optimists live longer?
Was that the study?
Yeah, like, that's the study. Show optimists live longer and improve job performance.
Have a positive attitude in life, people.
That's right. That's right. Studies show high school sports participation is down or up.
Oh, gosh. I mean, at the rate of the children here that are 7 years old and are in traveling soccer clubs, I would say up.
It's down. There's also more kids playing video games in their basement. So apparently across the country, high school sport, I've actually read this story. They're really concerned because it is down. And some places with the smaller schools, they have to cancel some of the sports because they don't have enough players.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, here, that is not a problem. In Norman, Oklahoma, high school sports are it. But you know what? Back in the day, you used to be able to, like, you're going to rot your brain. You'll never make any money playing video games. And now my child watches people play video games on YouTube and they make millions a year. Yeah,
exactly. A lot more than we do. Do you use a Fitbit or anything to track your steps and all that stuff?
I did, but I got depressing because I was taking like 21,000 steps a day. I'm like, no wonder I'm so tired.
Well, you won't be surprised that this study, sleep tracking apps may add to
Sleep anxiety.
Exactly. That's what they do. They said the sleep tracking apps add to insomnia because people are fretting about it all the time.
I'm like, it's going to fail me. I'm going to fail as a sleeper. I don't know how they know, but mine would track, like, you woke up at this time, but you were in a deep sleep at this time. I don't know how they know. It wasn't connected to my brain or anything, just my wrist.
Yeah, I know. And yet what happened was people are constantly looking at them and then fretting about it. So studies show overeating is worse than...
Overeating is worse than, I don't know, undereating?
Throwing food away. It's not good to throw food away, but it's also not good to eat the rest of the food just because it's there.
And again, somebody paid for a study to tell you that it's terrible to overeat.
Big dollars.
When we're doing these, if you're just joining us, these are not helpful tips from Glenn.
No.
These are studies that people paid for, and I just like to try to guess the ending.
Yeah, yeah, and it's ridiculous when you think about how much money is being spent on this study. So we already know the answer to one more, and this is no surprise. New survey says people want to see less or more trailers before movies.
Give me the way. Like, people want to see... And I thought you were going to end it. And
no,
I was gonna
your choice is
nudity.
Less or more. It's multiple choice.
I would say they want to see less trailers before movies.
And now that the trailers really last a half a freaking hour before the movie starts, it's incredible. You hear the whole audience going, oh, when the next one starts, and then the next one, and the next one. It just goes on forever. I don't know. They seem to have lasted a very long time now with trailers. There's 25 of them.
It's like 20 minutes worth of
exactly. Exactly.
Gives you time if you're always late to the movie, though. You're like, meh, we got time.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to our next guest. We're very excited to have Gary Young, who's Assistant Warden of Programming at Louisiana State Penitentiary, and actor and musician John Schneider. You may know him as Bo Duke or Jim Cryer on his current series, The Haves and Have-Nots. But he's also a lifelong country music artist with 10 albums to his credit, 4 number one singles on the Billboard country chart. John will be playing at the Angola Prison Rodeo this weekend on the 27th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can catch him there. And Gary, I'm going to start with you. This rodeo has been going on a long time. It's like the longest running, right? Gary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, it is. This is the, I believe that this is probably the only prison rodeo left in the country. And it has been. We're well in over 50 years of Angola Prison Rodeo. So when you get into the month of October, it is kind of a Louisiana tradition that October is synonymous with Angola Prison Rodeo. And we also have, it's so successful, we have a spring rodeo, which is in April. It's the third weekend of April. So it is truly an extraordinary event.
Now,
it really is.
The prisoners who are actually riding, do they? I assume they signed up for this. This is not punishment for doing something wrong. They actually volunteer.
Absolutely not. It's totally, it's totally voluntary.
Okay.
And they have to have good conduct, and they have to be medically able. But it's called the wildest show in the South because they don't get a lot of time to practice. So, it truly is an amazing event, and this is the highlight of our offender population every 6 months when we do rodeo. They look forward to it. It's an extraordinary opportunity for them.
And this has grown around itself too, and there's different things that have grown up with inside of it. It's also a fundraiser. We'll talk about that. But you have an arts and crafts festival, and that's prisoners making artwork, and they do the food and all kinds of things, right?
Yeah, they do. It's truly an amazing event. The rodeo arena seats 11,500, and we have. It's not just a Louisiana event or a local event. It's an international event. We have guests from all over the world that come in and attend the rodeo. But the gates actually to the rodeo arena complex open at 9 a.m. The rodeo starts at 2. But that gives you the opportunity to come through and look through acres of offender-made arts and crafts. And they're everything. I do a lot of rodeo promotions, and I always tell folks, when you come in your pickup truck or bring your trailer, because when you get into the lawn and garden section, that's where the big cypress porch swings, the rockers, the barbecue pits are, and you're going to want to be easily get home with you. So that, you know, it's one of the hardest things I have to do is to try to, I usually take some paintings with me. We have artists, they're leather crafters. I simply don't have time to tell you all the product that's made, but it's all very reasonably priced and very high quality. I have a lot of our guests that come yearly to start their Christmas shopping at the Angola Prison Rodeo.
And I just heard John laughing. I just heard John laughing in the background. Did he tell you to bring your trailer too so you could do some shopping, John?
Well, it's exactly right, because we were there last Sunday and we had our truck. Now this Sunday we're going to be there with our bus. We've got a lot of room in the bus, and I'm so glad.
Yeah,
because like Gary said, I mean, you walk through there and you think, oh, the craftsmanship is unbelievable. I'm wearing Gary. Alicia bought me four handmade alligator and calfskin belts.
Wow, those are beautiful belts.
Oh yeah, they're fantastic. All handmade, all hand tooled, and they're great. But we also got, you know, you need another bird feeder. I mean, you need a bird feeder made out of a boot and a license plate. You really do. If you don't have a bird feeder, boot, license plate, then you just aren't with it.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's
so
very,
unique,
very true.
The unique and quality
that
fellow item.
Makes the barbecues. I'm sorry. But the barbecues, I've never seen such beautiful. Not only are the barbecues cast iron, but they're also beautifully not hand carved, but hand decorated cypress. I believe it's cypress and pecan, a lot of indigenous wood, a lot of indigenous hardwood there, because the Angola grounds are surrounded by not only the Mississippi, but also by incredible woods. And I believe all the stuff that the guys use comes right off the property, and it's really amazing. And that's before the rodeo.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So,
the
question.
Rodeo, I've been, guys, yes, answer.
I'm just curious to know, can anyone sign up for the rodeo, or is it all inmates, all the guys that are in
prison? It's all inmates. We do have, we are a stop on the women's barrel racing circuit through this area. So we do have one event. The only outside event we have are the lady barrel racers in the middle of the rodeo. But everything else is all inmate participation.
There's like, that's like joke overload for me. All these women running around behind the scenes with all these, that's fantastic. I don't even know what to say to that.
Well,
that's
actually,
great.
Actually, you're safer in our rodeo arena complex than you are just about anywhere else.
I bet you would be.
at any mall throughout the country.
John didn't need to bring security to this.
Yeah, no, you don't need to bring security. But I tell you what, they do things. I've done country music for decades now. And I used to play a lot of rodeos, like the Calgary Stampede, and I played the one in Houston Livestock Rodeo Show. So I've done a lot of rodeos, but they do things at this rodeo. There's an event where they pull out 12 hula hoops, they throw them out in the dirt, and the men stand in an individual hula hoop, and then they let a bull out, and the last man standing, through the last man in his hula hoop, is a prize. And I happened to take some video the other day, and the last guy was in there just as he was celebrating the fact that he had won. This bull came up behind him and threw him about 10 feet in the air. Oh, and I don't think he even saw it.
All right, John.
But he won.
I got it. John, are these, you know, we can ask the warden if these guys volunteered, and he'll tell you, of course they volunteered. They wanted to. Behind the scenes, are these guys going, please help me. Help me. I'm stuck in a hula hoop and a bull's going to gore me.
Well, you know, exactly. But I tell you, when you're in the stands and the cowboys come out, and the Rough Riders come out on horseback, and then, and you're applauding for these men. You know, there's a lot of things happened to them in their lives that got them where they are, and you know, largely it's themselves. The biggest enemy I've got is me. I know that. The biggest enemy they've got is them, and they know that. So to have an opportunity a couple of times a year to be applauded. Mm-hmm. Has got to be just a life soul changing thing for these folks, and you feel that it's palpable when you're in the audience. There's a change that happens in your perspective on not only prisons but certainly not only Angola, which really is at the forefront of this not just rehabilitation but having programs that actually provide an atmosphere and an opportunity for these guys to change. And you can see it. I mean, when I'm doing my show, I'm right out there. My sound guy's been at Angola for 20 years. The bass player's been there for 30. And you forget that after, because you're right there with everybody. Everybody is together. And like Gary said, you're very safe there.
Well, John,
so it's really a whole different perspective I have now because of Angola.
You know, Jamie, who just got back from a weekend working with veterans and first responders, horses have become a big part of helping them out with PTSD and things. And I can imagine it would be the same. John, one of the questions, listeners are asking questions here, and they've all seen posters of you on horseback and pictures of you on horseback, and it seems like your career has come into horses with movies and different things along the way. Are you a horse guy? Have you had horses?
I have had horses. I do not have horses right now because I have a guitar. But yeah, my horsemanship started in summer camp in New York State. I'm from Mount Kisco, New York, and I would go to summer camp every year, and part of my camp was horseback riding. Another part that came in very handy was archery. So when I did the Dukes of Hazzard and I had the opportunity to have or had the need to be able to shoot a bow and arrow, I already had that skill. So that was pretty cool. And of course, when I did Stagecoach, I drove a six up, and I'm told that I'm the only actor guy other than Ben Johnson, who was a consummate horseman. But I'm the only actor who has actually driven a six up on camera. So I'm very proud of that, because horses don't want to run behind each other. They want to run abreast.
Well, it's a lot of reins too. I'm a driver, John, and that's a lot of reins.
You're using them all.
Yeah.
You're using every single one of them. Yep. And that was on Stagecoach. You can see me do that on a movie, Stagecoach, with Waylon and Willie and Chris Christopherson and the whole gang.
There's also not many actors who can hood slide like you can. I mean, come on, I had posters of you as a kid, but, you know, it was a little different.
Well, you know, there's one who really can, and I think he's actually better at it than me. He gets the short end of the stick, but Tom Wopat in the opening credits of Dukes flies over that General Lee so beautifully. He's an athlete. I'm not an athlete. I just, you know, gravity helps me. Gravity and inertia I count on heavily.
John, it's funny because Jamie is from Georgia, so she was watching you. You were her neighbor when she was watching you guys in that show.
It's funny. In Atlanta, there's so many places that I would go as a kid that y'all had been, and you always signed like a picture or something. So I would always see you guys anywhere. I think like the dance studio I went to as a kid, there's like a picture of y'all in, and then like the local restaurant, like they came in here one time and they signed a picture. Yeah, it was definitely
every single bar in Atlanta, every single
bar. Oh yeah.
Every Dairy Queen, it was a great time.
You know,
it's funny you mentioned the hood slide thing. We just did a movie called Christmas Cars. It comes out on what we call Orange Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving. And in the very end, I try to do a hood slide, and it's pretty funny. Darn funny.
It's funny what age does the hood slides, huh, John?
I forgot to grease the car up.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. What movie is that?
It's called Christmas Cars. You can go see the trailer on my YouTube channel. Just John Schneider's YouTube channel, Christmas Cars, like cars you drive. And it's so much fun. And a lot of the music we're going to be doing at the Angola Rodeo on Sunday is in the movie. So come listen to the music. Come watch the craziest rodeo. Gary, tell them about the poker game.
Oh,
well, that's
so
one of my favorite events. You've got you've got four guys that are around a poker table, basically. It's actually a folding table. But the last one seated after the bull is turned out into the arena wins. It's called convict poker. And that really is one of our most popular events.
Are you trying to reduce the population? What are you trying to
do? He can reduce recidivism, Glenn, by eliminating the inmates.
Well, actually, I'm glad that you brought that recidivism up, because the rodeo funds a number of our very progressive programs that we have. We have a corrections reentry court program that's run under the direction of our state Supreme Court, where we're taking short-term, nonviolent guys. We're putting them in extraordinary programming, from getting their GED.
That's Judge Knight over in St. Tammany Parish.
Absolutely. And you met him. He was at the rodeo Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the recidivism rate for that program, we have almost 200 guys in that, and it's all from judicial districts around Louisiana. The recidivism is about 9.4% after 3 years on that program, and the rodeo funds that. But we're able to do a lot of things because we have a tremendous amount of lifers, true lifers, who really serve as a lot of our vocational and our social mentors. And it's a perfect opportunity for these short-term, nonviolent guys to see if this is the opportunity for them to change their lives, change their actions, or this will be probably what happens with them. And so it's an amazing program, and the rodeo funds that.
Well, I have spent some time.
Can you imagine?
Sorry, John. Go ahead.
Can you imagine? Just try to wrap your head, because I try to do this now that I've been there. Wrap your head around a message of "Don't go where I've gone," coming from someone who has been in the same place for 30 years and is going to be there for 30 more. That is a sermon preached by someone who has the right to preach it, and those sermons are now heard by
every
people
day.
Because you know, there's a tendency in life to think everybody else has car accidents, everybody else gets cancer, and everybody else goes to prison. That's not going to happen to me because I'm just too cool for school. Well, everybody in prison thought that. So when someone who's been there for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, my gosh, when they say, "Look, dude, this is where the road you are on goes," don't take it, I guarantee you they will think twice about whatever it is that they're doing that might wind them up there.
Absolutely.
So it's an amazing program. An amazing program.
I feel like the horses just are a very healing program, and any sort of program where you can go outside of just the daily routine of being in a cell. I have adopted two horses from Carson City, Nevada, where they do the inmates train the wild Mustangs. And
I've heard of that program. It's a great program.
Oh my gosh, it's phenomenal.
It absolutely is. We have a program that's similar to that. We call it PAWS. It's we have a lot of, there are a lot of incarcerated veterans that in our facility, and this is a program that some of those veterans, and we've had some specialty trainers that came in to train these. We'll take shelter dogs or dogs that are, you know, given to us, what have you. We have some staff that are involved with this also. But this set of guys will train those dogs, and it's about it takes about 6 months, 8 months, and then they will get their purpose is. They will be then donated to veterans who are struggling with the PTSD or any of those maladies that they have, and they're service dogs. So we've got offenders that are training these beautiful service dogs that will go to these veterans to make their life.
Yep.
They've given so much to this country, given so much to America, and it just sends cold chills down my back when I see these programs in place like that, because the guys that work with the dogs get as much out of that as do the veterans that receive the dogs. It's probably
Absolutely.
One of the most unique programs in the country. Lots
I met a bunch of the gentlemen the other day, and I'm actually was wearing my PAWS shirt yesterday, and I met a service dog in training named Roscoe.
Yeah,
that fits.
I did.
Oh my gosh! Did you get a picture with Roscoe? Please tell me. And please tell me it was a Basset Hound. Basset Hound, yes.
No, it wasn't a Basset Hound. It was a little lab mix. But
yeah.
I promise, when Roscoe barked, Roscoe didn't actually bark. Roscoe went.
Stop it. Y'all are killing me. This is great.
John, two other things before we let you go. One is, I know had read that you had this project last year. You were crazy. You're just a nut. But you wanted to release a song a week. Did you actually get that accomplished for a year?
We did, yep.
Yeah?
We did. We released 52 songs, and actually, we did a song every Tuesday, and if that wasn't enough, we did a Christmas album.
Oh, yeah.
And if that wasn't enough, I went back and redid all the songs I did that were the charting songs you talked about, and we did John Schneider's Greatest Hits still. So it was 52, 62, 72 songs last year.
And you kind of are in a series. I mean, it's not like you have all free time here. You're in a series too.
Well, but when you do a Tyler Perry series, you work like a whirlwind for about 3 weeks.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
So you go for it. Oh, and during that time that we mentioned, when those songs were coming out and the Christmas album was coming out, I was doing Dancing with the Stars.
We all forgot about
that.
There's so much.
Me.
Is that grueling?
I might rather play in that poker game. I might rather play in that poker game than stand in a hula hoop and do that again.
But before we go, I'd like to take this opportunity too to thank John and Alicia, because they have done so much for our population with the concert several months ago and these rodeo performances that they do. They do this out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing this because their hearts are in the right place. They're just giving back, and this is an amazing thing that they're doing for the prison rodeo and for the population and for Louisiana Corrections. And on behalf of all of our staff, I want to thank you so much for that.
You are so welcome.
And I'm going to tell you what, I got to tell you this. We do a lot of different folks, lots and huge projects. But John and Alicia are the easiest folks that we have to work with, I assure you. So I mean that. I have gray hair, and that's one of the reasons I do is because of some of the projects we do. But thank you again for working so closely with us, because you're our friends now. So
good.
Well, I would love to have
you anywhere, and you're welcome.
Well, I would love to have either one of you back when something else comes up. Please do not hesitate to get in touch with our producer and let us know, and we will definitely talk about it.
I won't. I'll call you. I'll call you before April, because you can go to angolarodeo.com. It's not too far from Oklahoma. Come plan to spend a couple of days.
Do the show live from the prison. That'd be perfect.
You know what I want to do is I do these horse sense and healing clinics. I'm a Monty Roberts certified instructor, and I work with the veterans and first responders. How fun would it be, and awesome and powerful would it be, to come and do a horse sense and healing clinic with the veterans that are in prison? Oh my gosh. Talk about doing
that. I think that'd be great.
They fantastic.
Would appreciate that.
All right.
You know why that would be so great? Okay, we got to run, I guess. Okay, hey, go to johnsnyderstudios.com and check out Christmas cards. And come on out to the rodeo Sunday. I'll be there with a whole band called Stars and Bars, and we're going to have a big time.
It's going to be great.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all all so much.
You got it.
Thanks a bunch.
I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, thank you. I'll see you Sunday, my friend. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, good. Bye-bye.
Bye. How cool was that?
That was great. That was awesome. Those guys are so... John Snyder's like, he's obviously been doing this a long time. He's a pro.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a pro. He's like, dude, we're running out of time. I guarantee he's never done a radio interview that lasted 20 minutes.
No. No, the other thing, too, is he was very good at promoting the rodeo and not himself. And, you know, we've had so many celebrities on that, you know, any other celebrity would have been proposing the TV show they were on now. You know, that's all they'd want to talk about, and he wasn't that way at all. How cool is that? And he's put out a lot of music. If you go to his website, there is 1,000 songs on there. I mean, it's a lot of music.
I know what my Amazon channel is going to be later today.
Still in Merry Christmas, Baby.
Oh,
so anyway,
he's adorable. That's the first crush that you have, especially when you're a girl from Georgia. Like, that is your first crush.
Were you watching it in reruns then, or was it on? Were you watching it when it was originally? I can't remember the year that was.
Let me just pretend that it was in reruns.
What year was that?
It was in the early 80s.
Yeah, was it? I thought it was 70s, but you might be right.
No, it's 80s, sadly. Yeah, I know a little too much about it.
Now, did you see look-alike Dukes of Hazzard cars running all around Georgia at that point?
Oh, man, there were some people that, like, they would bring the Duke car, you know, there'd be, like, giant pieces of junk cars with the number on the side, you know, like...
And what number was it?
I believe it was 87. I don't know. I can't.
By the way, the show started in January of 1979 and ended in 85. And you're wrong about the number. It was 01.
01. What That's am I right. thinking? Because my brother had like one of the ones he drove around the house all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Like not just the car. There was no mechanical cars back then. Yeah. Oh,
and
one.
I think every car museum has a Dukes of Hazzard car and claims it's the original ones from the series. And I think they had like 6 or 7 of them, and, you know, several of them got trashed. But
there were some super cool guys that had the horn honk, and you know, they honked the horn and go, dun 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 dun.
You know, talk about having a career starter. That was one of his first acting gigs.
He got it when he was like 17.
I know. And
let's stop talking about it behind his back. I feel like we're talking about
no, that's
his
what
back,
our show,
like
that's
our
what we
now.
Do on our show is we talk about behind your back. Now, okay, now I'm totally
hot, the
losing the other guy's name.
The other guy in the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
He mentioned it. Oh gosh,
what was his name?
Tom Wopat.
Oh, that's right. Tom Wopat. That's right. And Catherine Bach was there. Talk about somebody that set the stage for the future. They're still referring to those shorts as Daisy Dukes.
I mean, yeah, it's forever.
And Denver Pyle was in that show too, obviously. And I think a long time ago, the guy died that was a sheriff, right?
If anybody's curious, Tom Wopat has been doing stage.
I was wondering what he's been up to. You don't hear about him as much as John.
No, he's on the stage.
Was he a lot older than John?
Why are you asking?
I don't
this
know. All these curiosity questions. Now we need to. Okay, listeners, just like somebody went to the Russian internet.
Don't do it. How about you know what? Your job, Glenn. Don't help him out. Your job is coming back on Friday. You have to have
the complete report.
Thesis written the complete. The complete
Dukes of Hazzard report
papers of Tom
Glenn has gone down the Dukes of Hazzard rabbit hole.
Yes,
who knew?
Tom and John the rabbit hole. That's what I want to see.
Well, you all had his poster. We all had Daisy Duke's poster. Let me tell you,
I had the two of them. They were both leaning on the car, but yeah, John Schneider was like,
God, they had to be some of the biggest posters ever sold. Was the Duke of Hazzard posters? I'll look that up too. Okay, I'll let you know that on Friday.
Go down the Dukes of Hazzard rabbit. hole. He'll still be on the computer by Friday morning, and then you can just report live what you found.
We cover culture here on this show. The culture of the South, right there.
That is, and you, God, they got to look back on it and just cringe at some of the racial undertones in that show.
Some of it was pretty awful. I came across a rerun the other day, and it doesn't hold up real well.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, you might, but you know what? I didn't want to ask him, like, hey, remember that show that made you super famous? Do you like hate it now? Because it's like
there are some
racist
series that hold up. Like, I watched MASH the other day. MASH hasn't changed. You know, it doesn't matter because it was set in the 50s, so it doesn't matter, right? But boy, this show didn't hold. You're right. The racial and the just all of it was a little
just
cringy.
The Confederate flag on the roof of the car.
I know. It was all a little cringy, but it was the time, right? It was the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I need to go run some moonshine now. So we're gonna call it a day here on the show, and we'll
be
back.
It never really was said that Uncle Jesse ran moonshine, but you all guessed.
Knew he was running moonshine.
We all knew.
God, the fact that we know this much about this show.
That show made me want to bass it down. So there you go.
Oh, that was funny, wasn't it? That would have been too good. All right, that's it for today. Tomorrow, Horse Husbands, we're going to be talking about drones. We're going to be talking about how to buy your woman some equestrian jewelry and get it right, not screw it up this year. We have another guest coming on, too. So we have a whole bunch of guests for you tomorrow on Horse Husbands. And then Friday's Really Bad Ads. Do you need really bad ads, Jennifer?
I desperately need really bad ads.
Okay, so she desperately needs it, which means we're not going to have really bad ads unless you send some in. And we got a good box of crap this month as the prize. So get your really bad ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. All right, that's it, everybody. Thanks a bunch.
All right, Spay and Neuter Geld. And if you practice hood sliding today, please take a video.
Over my Kia Soul.
Of my Beetle, I'll just flop right off.
Yeah.
Or run into the side of the dually when I try to jump.
Yeah, neither one of us can jump that high.